I had a sermon prepared today, but I feel like the Holy Spirit already preached it a little bit ago. So I'd rather hear a sermon from the Holy Spirit than from me. But how I want to end is I just love the youth here, and I love what the Lord is doing. I came out here for the last, the Resonate youth meeting that they had on Friday, and there was, I don't know, a million kids, and the losses weren't even here. And just all over the place, and there's so much fruit, so much fruit. Matt Penner was here and prophesied to Lizzie and I think, or Lizzie and I heard about it later, but the Lord's about to do a movement with the youth here in El Dorado the next 5 years or so, and so it would be unwise not to be praying into that and preparing for that, because we got youth that are learning to minister and be moved by the voice of the Lord, and they're worshipers at heart. How encouraging is that, right? And I just want to honor what the Lord's doing. We've said it 1,000 times, there is no junior Holy Spirit. The boy Samuel, the little boy Samuel that led the nation against the Philistines, as he was growing up, he was learning to prophesy and to lead, and not one word from his mouth fell to the ground as a little boy. And so many other stories in the scriptures, Paul's nephew that saved him from the Roman, you know, from the Jewish attackers and got him out. And there's so many other stories, a servant girl and Naaman, the Syrian, and how he was healed of leprosy. And beautiful, beautiful. So if you're part of the El Dorado Equip Youth Group, would you just raise your hand, please? Raise your hand. Okay, put your hands down, Simon says. If you have been blessed by the last 6 months here, this last season of youth, would you just raise your hand again if you've been blessed? Okay, put your hands down, Simon says. Okay, for you youth, this is just for you younger people. If you want to tell us why this group has blessed you or what the Lord is doing in your heart right now, come up here with me. Come on, come on, come up here with me. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Come on. Come on. Yeah, give them a round of applause. That's scary. Come on. Okay. Now, y'all can't take 30 minutes to preach here, okay? Because we got to go home and get ready for Memorial Day lunch. But you guys are going to close our service by telling us what the Lord did in your heart, how you were blessed, and you're just going to speak to us, okay? Now listen, you're going to speak to us. We're not just not good ideas. What does the Lord want you to say to us today? Okay? You've got the Holy Spirit inside of you, yeah? You have a blessing to impart to us. So I want you guys to impart a blessing from the Holy Spirit. And you're going to start.
I just feel like, that's loud. God has been moving with the youth that it's more and more packed every time that it just, it's never, it's just always a very learning time, if that's a way to say it. It's just like everyone always learns something new about God. I don't know, it's a big blessing to have it.
Yes.
Well, I think that the Lord has been, okay, I'm not very good at putting put on the spot, but, it's everybody that goes to youth is so filled with the Lord that they can just tell everyone else that, and everyone else is always blessed by a new word every time, and I feel like that has blessed me a lot.
Amen.
I feel like youth is like I feel like it's a really good idea to have. It's really fun to just grow in God's ways, and just I feel like with all my friends, if I have something, sometimes like if you have something to say, you might feel uncomfortable, around other people you don't know, but with your friends, you can just share, and it's really amazing. And yeah, I think everyone's just blessed when they go to it.
Yeah, I just want to say, watching all the youth worship and share their thoughts, it's such a blessing. And I just want to urge all the little kids to just keep pressing in, keep going in, and just, it's such a blessing to everyone else who sees.
I just love how the leaders have led youth group. It's all focused on God. It's not the world. It's not anything else. Just, it's spirit-led, and you can feel like when you walk in and you're around all the kids, it's just life and abundance and growth, and it's the spirit through us that they've let that grow, and it's such a blessing to be around, just to play, to have fun, but also to be focused on what the Lord is doing. So
yes, so this is Pentecost Day. This is a commemoration. If you could choose one thing for all of us old people in the room to get from God, if God could give us one thing, one blessing, what would that be? One thing.
His love. Okay. Like his like full glory, you know?
Come on.
I don't really have a lot more.
That's perfect. Okay, go ahead. Come on.
Just to be free. Just, yeah. To walk in like freedom and know that he's always by your side, not be like focused on like worldly things or anything like that. Just walk in his ways.
Yeah, it's just like what he said, just freedom, just walking in his love every day, not being scared to share about him. That's one of my biggest problems, and it's...
What makes us unfree as old people? What makes us like bottled up and unfree, do you think?
Pride.
Okay, all right. Come on. Whose kid is that? Yeah, that's a sermon right there. There you go. Okay. All right, you. One blessing.
Just to let go of your pride and to let go of your just sin and just pick up the Lord where he wants you to, just to be able to, for him to say, do this, and you're just like, yes, I'll do that.
Unbelievable. So good. So right on.
Just full surrender of your heart to him, because he just wants all of the glory. And when we give him that, it just pleases him so much. And just, yeah, not holding anything back, not feeling like we can take control of our own life because we can't, but just giving it all to him.
Amen. 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 Okay. That's good stuff, right? Out of the mouths of the little ones, the Lord perfects his praise and he silences the voice of the accuser. And so we just want to agree with this word. So let's just stand together, if you would. Yes, Lord, I pray, God, for a deep repentance for all of us, God, a turning to you now in the name of Jesus, every single one here, every single one listening. Lord, we're asking for a humility, God, a turning from our pride, God, and we ask for freedom in the name of Jesus. Everyone in this room, dust us off in the name of Jesus. Freedom. For freedom that we've been set free. I pray the words that have been spoken here, let them come to pass, God. I pray for a laying down of anxiety and worries of all kinds, all the stuff that trips us up. We pray for childlike faith, God. Even right now, we pray for childlike faith. I pray for a new season to start here in El Dorado right now, God. And I pray that you would just bring us along in your flow. Let us go and let us flow in your river, God. I pray that nothing would be held back. Nothing would be concealed, just full and complete surrender, we ask. This is what we want in the name of Jesus for each one of us. So make us like these youth and that we would be free, God, in a new way. Answer these prayers, Lord. And we just love you and we thank you for this day. We remember what you did. You lit the flame today. And I pray the fire would not die down in our hearts, but it would increase, Lord. We seal all that happened here today up in the name of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. We pray that you would guard us, protect us, bring us back together again next week in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Bless you all. Bless you all. Have a good week.